This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Just left with a mystery by our colleague John.
Mystery.
Take on John Fame when Woods is out. He was in Chicago recently, went to the Vikings-Bears game, and had some Lou Malnati's deep dish pizza.
We just offended him, I think, like the deepest
so
way.
None of us are huge deep dish pizza fans. I'll eat it, but it's not something I go search out.
Well, we did search it out at spring training, and it was horrible. I still smell it.
I didn't like it
when I lived there.
It's one of the most overrated foods
I'll
out
give
there.
You that. I will. I'll give you that as well.
And he asked, do you guys know why the cheese is on the bottom of a deep dish pizza? And then they put the sauce and the toppings all...
A big disc of sausage on there.
I don't know exactly why they can't put it at the top. But I can Google and get an AI answer. Cheese in the bottom. Sauce can create a distinct layering effect. Yeah, obviously.
Right. It's a lasagna in a pizza crust.
Layering helps to prevent the crust from becoming soggy.
That's what I said. He said no.
I don't know. That makes sense. You said greasy, but that's the same thing.
Soggy. Yeah, soggy with grease.
I don't know why this is... Why we really care.
I mean, look, if I'm eating pizza, the thinner the better.
I want to be able to eat like three slices of pizza, and you can't do that with deep dish.
It was hyped up for a long time. Finally went to Secret Pizza at the Cosmo.
It's
a hidden little gem.
Yeah.
We went like three times in those four
days. So good, right?
It was freaking phenomenal.
Good. Thin crust, yeah?
Thin crust.
Oh, yeah.
Affordable.
New York style.
It was like $6 a slice or something.
There's just a little triangle, like a piece of pizza, neon, and kind of have to find it yourself.
Yeah. You go down this long hallway full of vinyl records on the wall, and there's a little pizza parlor.
Pizza speakeasy.
Yeah, kind of.
Sounds good.
Did my Odyssey company survey during
you
the
did?
Break.
Oh, it's already done. Quick. Thank you.
I didn't spend a Kyle Glazier amount of time thinking about it. I do tend to spin myself out the difference between agree and strongly agree.
Yeah, me too.
On something like what really is, how fine of a line are we talking about? You know, agree, did neutral, you, strongly agree. I don't know.
Did you leave a comment?
No.
I didn't either.
N-A.
N-A. I didn't even write anything. I just hit submit.
Comment? That's work.
Because then they'll comments know who it is. Work. Then they'll know who it is if I comment.
Yeah, because of your distinct writing style.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my disdain. I don't have any disdain. I'm very happy.
All the strongly disagrees didn't already tell everybody who it was?
I don't know that I disagreed with anything. I was very complimentary, very happy.
I realized I'm a fairly happy employee
Me
of
too.
Odyssey.
I'm very happy.
Based on my survey.
Yeah, great platform, great listeners. You know.
I feel like I have the tools I need to to succeed at my job, which is mostly
a microphone
and Paul, and it's pretty much the tools that I need to succeed at my job.
Got insurance, I'm good. Like, I'm very happy. So, no complaints.
There you go.
There's
your results of your company corporate survey right there.
So if you hear anybody bitching, Michael, it
wasn't
us.
Probably
so you know.
John down the hall.
Probably John. Yeah, 100%. Some people take the survey very seriously. I remember some of the answers last year I saw. I was like, oh, wow, somebody actually wrote that in their comments.
Oh,
remember that? It was pretty gnarly. I was like, good Lord.
It was like personal.
It was personal. And I went, man, I'm going to sit this one out.
It was like,
it was gnarly.
It was like, who's the dumbass that brought the ping pong table in?
I swear it was not me. It was not
every
me.
Every eyeball in the room turned to once.
They all did. They did. Everyone looked at me. I was like, and I said, I was like, I did not write that. I swear to God. Like, I did a bit on the air about it, but I was like, I'm not that offended to like freak out and go personal.
Nobody believed you either.
They didn't. It was not me.
Like, we have documented evidence of you on the radio complaining about it.
Trying to get work
done. Maybe someone
here
was trying to set you up by making them think.
Yeah.
They'll think this is Woods' ballot, survey,
it
if
was.
I write something about the ping pong table.
It was literally like, who's the absolute moron that brought in a ping pong table?
It wasn't
table?
Like, hey, guys, maybe, perhaps, can we reconsider the ping. It was like, who's the moron
that did this?
Who's the effing idiot?
Literally everyone goes, look right over at me. I swear it was not me. I'm all for, the regular Google that we work at here. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm fine with it. Paulie? Got a Rhino report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rhino Report with Paul Rhino.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rhino Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
We'll start off. I saw the story, baseball news, I guess, a couple of days ago, and then I saw some people in the chat mentioning it earlier. The Arizona Diamondbacks are introducing the ballpark pass.
Yes.
$299, and that is going to get you tickets to every single Diamondbacks home game, all 81 games. I saw this the other day, and I thought, Thanksgiving was a few days ago. I am giving thanks that the Padres are no longer in that tier of a franchise. You know what I mean? Like, they don't
Can
have
you
to resort to that.
If they offered that right now,
what would they charge
at Petco Park? No, if they offer for $299 a season pass,
you really get all 81. There can't be.
You don't get your own seats like every game, but you get in for all games.
Includes access to all 81 regular season home games, plus two exhibition games, probably like right after spring training before the season.
It's like $4 a game.
It says opt-in texts will be sent before each series' first game with the option to claim tickets for that series. The opt-in window will reopen for each game of the series. The first opt-in date, blah, 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 blah. Claim tickets will be available 3 hours before game time in your ballpark app. You can sit with friends. They have this feature will allow you to link your D-backs ballpark pass with other ballpark pass holders. And you can
so we could all link ours together in case three come up.
It's not a bad idea.
Good idea.
I'm just glad that we have elevated from that. Didn't we have something like that?
Something similar.
Maybe a month-long pass or something similar. Not that long ago.
It's great for the fans, right? Which is what you want. But it's also kind of means the support isn't there. You know, and that's a team that
when you have a franchise that hasn't been in the World Series since 2023.
2 years ago. Yeah.
You got to do some, you know, extreme things to get people to the ballpark.
That's wild, dude. That's wild.
And that's something I could see the Rays doing.
Yeah.
At least at the old stadium when they had like 7,000 people right there in this big ass stadium. It might look different now at Steinbrenner Field and St. Pete there. But yeah, I mean,
Adam, if the Padres put up a $299 season pass and said line up at the ballpark, there'd be riots there to get their hands on those things.
Adam Paul says it's not extreme. I think that is extreme. Don't you? $299 for the 81 games for a team?
No,
that was...
it's like any business. They're counting on the fact that people are going to shell out the $300, get really enthused in April and May, and go to like 7-8 games, and then they're going to go, I'm kind of tired of this, and then they're not going to a bunch of games, not claiming their tickets, which
or they
then
have a great time and they buy jerseys
and drinks.
Yeah, that's
and
true too. One or the other, but they kind of win either way on it. Either people don't use it, so they end up profiting that way, or they do use it, and again, they concessions.
Oh, I'd be the guy that bought it, $2.99, went to 4 games.
Exactly.
The whole season. I'd be like, I'm not going. I'm tired.
The problem is you're still at Chase Field.
Yeah.
You're in an airplane hangar.
Yeah.
In the desert.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got good players.
They do.
You know? Good
they
players,
do.
Guys
yeah.
you want to go watch.
They do.
Interesting. All right. I guess what I'm extreme in the fact that I didn't think they were there yet. That's what is extreme. Right. I did not think they were at that
happened
level
fast.
Yet. Happened fast. But, yeah. All right. Well, good deal for the fans.
All right. Next up, I was gone all of last week, and I haven't heard any of it this week, so I wanted to give Ben just to throw a bone at him. A little Lakers talk.
Oh, great.
Put yourself in J.J. Redick's
okay.
shoes. Right. If you put yourself in J.J. Redick's shoes. So you got LeBron James, one of the greatest of all time, the cornerstone of your franchise. He has a goal at what? Is he 40 yet? No, he's about to turn 40.
Christmas Eve. Yeah. Or no, New Year, right?
Yeah. Him and Tiger Woods have the same birthday. About to turn 40. He has a goal that he set out this year to play in all 82 games.
Yep.
And J.J. Redick, I don't know if he's feeling any pressure maybe from ownership or Rob Pelinka, but he's starting to wonder if maybe that is in the team's best interest. I don't envy the position of first-year head coach J.J. Redick to tell one of the GOATs, hey, bud, actually, I don't know that this is a very good idea. I think it's probably, we can all agree, it's not a good idea. It's cool for LeBron, I guess, but...
When you have those,
you need him ready.
Well, when you have those individual personal goals, right? Like in my opinion, it's
weird. Showing up to play every day is not a selfish goal.
No, but saying I have to play or start.
Was Juan Soto selfish when he did it 2 years ago with the Padres? Said I want to play all 162.
You know,
so
I think
played them all 162.
I think people could say yes, it is. There's a way you can look at it both ways.
Here's the context.
Juan Soto's not 40 years old either.
Right.
If Albert Pujols in his age 38 season was like, I'm playing first base or DHing every day, even though
I don't think LeBron is doing it because he feels like I don't want to miss out on a game or stats or something. I think he's doing it because he wants to set
an
example. Good example for the rest of the league of all the guys who take games
off,
who do, you know, load management, and he goes, this is not good for our sport. I want to be out there. Last night, LeBron should not have been out there. They were playing the second of back-to-back nights after playing Utah on Sunday. They played in Minnesota yesterday. Lakers looked like zombies on the court, including LeBron.
Here's the context. They lost by 29. Season low, 10 points for LeBron. 4 of 16 shooting. He went 0 for 4 on 3. And that he's 0 for 19 in his last 4 games from 3-point range. Like, he needs a breather.
In hindsight, it would have been a great night for LeBron to take off. You're going to get bodied anyway.
But why didn't he take the night off? Because of
Because he's trying to set a good example.
Because of whom?
Himself.
Correct. So he's thinking of whom? Who's he thinking of?
The league.
Liar.
If he takes games off, he will also be criticized for load management. And, oh, Joel Embiid out there taking the games off.
A 40-year-old will not be criticized for load management.
On any given night in the regular season, do the Lakers have a better chance of winning with LeBron playing or not?
When they make their one visit, I don't know if it's one or two, to Minnesota every year,
yeah,
and fans want to see LeBron play, and he feels an obligation to NBA fans to be on the court for that one game that he's there... Yes, he's going to get criticized if he doesn't play, even though it's probably the smart and right thing for him to do, to sit out and spare his legs.
So you can't, this is not even a conversation you can have if you're J.J. Redick. Because
Well, he said after the game, I don't know if that's in the best interest of him and us if he does that, but if he's feeling well and feeling good, then he should play. But we obviously want to manage that as best we can.
I think the quote from J.J. Redick is, you think I make any of the decisions?
I have no say
here
in this. He decides if he's in the lineup or not. Which is, you know, it's not that uncommon in sports, I would imagine. I can go, I'm going. Manny does the same thing. I can play.
LeBron didn't want to talk about it right now. He said, that's a goal, but we'll see. It's something I ain't discussing right now.
Yeah, fair.
But
at least he left the window open or the door open to say, my ass may need to sit out a game or two.
I thought it was funny. I read a few paragraphs of the story, saw the headline, and I go, oh, that is a tough spot to be in.
Terrible.
You're J.J. Redick.
It's terrible.
All right, and then finally, we often talk about Florida man, but Florida woman says, hold my beer, or hold my suitcase.
This story is wild.
Recently here, there was a 10-day trial that happened back in October. And this woman, Sarah Boone, she is a 47-year-old woman in Florida. She was convicted of second-degree murder in the killing of her boyfriend. She zipped him up in a suitcase.
Yeah.
And
when he was alive.
While he was alive, yes.
Not when he was... She didn't kill him and then put him in a suitcase.
Tried to hide... No. I don't know if they were playing a game, a challenge, or something. Whatever.
They were drinking. I know that.
Yeah. Probably doing the other...
Yeah.
Yeah. Zipped him up in a suitcase and left him in there.
Yeah, went to bed.
And he died.
Obviously.
Are suitcases airtight?
They're tight enough to where you can't get out, I think.
Well, I know you can't get out, but what killed him?
Lack of oxygen?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Are they airtight?
There's probably not a lot of air coming in.
Panic?
Maybe.
You're probably breathing in more air than is coming in.
I know in Ocean's 11, they put the yen in the suitcase.
Yes.
And they said he's got 30 minutes of air starting now.
Well, he also had an air canister.
Yeah, they have a canister.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe suitcases are airtight. They didn't seem like they're like vacuum sealed. But
the incident happened several years ago, and it, you know, courts and everything can take years. And so,
oh, my God, he's folded in half. Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it says they were joking.
Joking.
Having a night drinking.
Hysterical.
She zipped him up in the suitcase, and then says, after arguing, she went upstairs and went to sleep, believing that he could get himself out. She got up the next morning. He was still inside the suitcase.
Yes, dead.
And
he died.
I understand there's no zippers on the inside of the suitcase, but you can't, like, wedge your finger in and get it to open up or anything?
I got an idea. I've got a couple of suitcases of various size. I'll bring them in tomorrow.
There's no chance you have a suitcase large enough for me.
I will zip you up.
There's no chance.
What about Adam?
Adam might fit in a suitcase.
We do that at the extravaganza?
Zip him up at 6 a.m. and then we'll check on him at 10.
And then we'll have the trial later in 2025.
whose idea was this actually? I didn't actually do it. It's my idea.
Well, it was the Rhino Report, so it's possibly it was Paulie's responsibility.
Carlos,
we shouldn't laugh.
Another reason
man is dead.
Carry a pocket knife with you. Yes.
Were you ever a guy who carried a Swiss Army knife when I was a kid. I never
my
had
parents really wouldn't let me carry it, and then I got so paranoid that I was going to get in trouble for it, so I just started leaving it at home. But I always admired those that carried pocket knives.
The kid at school always brought a switchblade.
Switchblade, a butterfly knife, a stiletto, all of these things that they bought illegally. The Chinese throwing stars were a big player back in our day, too. We used to go down.
Never had those.
You never had those?
No.
Oh,
no.
Man. Terrifying.
Had
we
a
did a lot. You had a switchblade?
Small one.
Yes!
Had a Swiss Army knife.
A switchblade Paul, dude.
No,
that's a dangerous cat over there, Ben.
Ooh, call me a cat.
You had a switchblade?
It was like, yeah. It was,
Ben had a switch comb.
It wasn't like the full. I had a buddy that had the full butterfly knife. Like, oh my God, get away from me.
The switch comb was pretty badass, actually. It was very thin.
Yeah.
Very, very thin.
You go full Fonz.
Yeah, I don't like the thought of being contained in anything.
That's terrifying.
It's just the worst thing, and that's such a crappy way to die. But I'm willing to do an experiment to see if you could. You really think you could get out of one somehow? Like Harry Houdini.
No, I'm not very flexible. I thought maybe someone could get out of a suitcase.
Yeah, not you.
But there, I mean, there has to be.
I don't think any of us could fit in a suitcase.
There's no suitcase.
If there was a suitcase
big box storage,
I don't think you're getting out.
We're going to lock you in this big box storage, Ben. See if you can get out. No tools, no nothing. Adam, I have suitcases that would hold him. With room to spare, by the way. Like, there's no question.
I've got a really big suitcase.
I do, too. I can get him in our big
suitcase. Start charging him rent to live in there.
Put him in there at the beginning of the thing. Hey, keep working. You're almost there.
We just leave him like in front of the table.
I like that Ben thinks you're folded in half in a suitcase, yet you can still manage to use your finger to wedge the zipper open somehow. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you,
that
Paul.
Sucks.
That sucks so bad.
Terrible way to go out.
Terrible way.
And the story I was reading is like, they were joking, drinking. They played a game of hide and seek. They were joking when she zipped it up. And then it says, after arguing, she went upstairs and went to bed. Like, what happened in between? Did she not hear him screaming like,
for help? Please.
Get back down here.
I don't want this. Oh, my God. The thought of it makes me panic.
Terrifying.
Jesus. Well, she won that game. All right. That's hardcore.
I think he won. He was the hider.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Now, we'll come back. We'll find out tonight which team is likely set up to make the college football playoff pending the outcome of the conference championship games, right?
Yes.
I mean, tonight's rankings will... They shouldn't change for the teams that aren't going to play. So you're going to find out Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina. Who is it that has the inside track?
Big day, buddy.
Big day. Talk about that after traffic on 97.3 The Fam. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So who will everybody, well, not everybody, but certainly 4 or 5 different large fan bases in college football be cheering against this week? Do you know the answer to that question? Public enemy number one? Clemson. Clemson is the team that could spoil the party for somebody by beating SMU. SMU is maybe not comfortably into the college football playoff, but in the ACC championship game, Clemson could steal a spot, possibly.
By beating SMU.
By beating SMU. SMU drops but stays in, and that knocks out the potential last at-large team, which could be Alabama, could be Ole Miss, could be South Carolina. There's a few options. Miami could be one of the last teams in. But we won't really know until later tonight when the second-to-last college football playoff rankings, the last one that is not the real one, is released by the committee this evening. And we'll find out who is ahead. Is it Alabama? Is it Ole Miss? Is it South Carolina? Oof. They all have their arguments, and we'll find out more tonight where everybody stands. And then you can watch the games this weekend, the conference championships, in particular that ACC, and try to speculate what will or won't happen once the real rankings are released next week.
Watch the thing tonight, and then when they go to the head of the selection committee, try to really focus. I tried last week to watch it, and I might as well have been watching a show in French. I mean, I just sat there, I was staring at the screen, and I was like, bro, you lost me. You lost me 5 minutes ago. It is a bunch of circular talk I understand that there's logic behind all of it, but, you know, it's going to be this way for a while. I'm certainly not going to complain. So happy to have 12-team playoff. I think it's legit. I think it's such a blast to see some new faces, some new names in there. And again, I do mean this. I would say this even if the Irish weren't in it, Ben. If they got left out, I would still be very fired up for a 12-team playoff because it gives teams a chance at the end of the day, and that's all you can ask for. And I think it's a remarkable accomplishment to make the tournament, much like I do when you make the NCAAs. I mean, we love that team that gets in, and they're the bubble team, and they're the last, you know, the 15 seed or whatever. You're like, this is badass for that university. And I think the same can be said for college football, especially in an NIL world where money. It's weird, right? Because we always talk about, well, those teams with the most money are the teams that have the most advantage or the ultimate advantage. And that may bear out, you know, that may play out on the field. But you feel like you have a shot.
It's funny because it's worked both ways. It feels like college football has gotten more the rich get richer
right.
in this era of NIL. But you know, you look at the playoff teams. I mean, Arizona State
right.
was picked to finish last in the first year of the Big 12 this year. And they've got a chance to win and be in. And not only that, if Arizona State beats Iowa State in the Big 12 championship game, and Boise State loses to UNLV, Arizona State probably gets a bye.
Yes.
They probably
get
the fourth seed and a bye in the first round of the college football playoff. Arizona State.
It's incredible.
Out of nowhere. I mean, Arizona State was not even thought of at the start of this season.
How cool is that?
You know, they're probably as highly thought of as San Diego State at the start of this season. And here they are with a chance not only to make the college football playoff, but get a bye in the first round.
And in the old system, you'd have your major, major outliers. I mean, you can call the Irish an outlier a couple years. And Boise State, you know, the 1 year that they...
Statue of Liberty.
Those are the outliers, though. Now, a lot of teams are going to go into the season feeling like they have a shot. And that's got to be refreshing. As hard as it is to manage and run a college football team. I saw the Aztecs lost a kid yesterday. I mean, USC just lost Miller Moss. He's going to be entering the portal. I get it. It's chaotic. It's terrible. You may hate it. But, man, when you look at the end of the year and you got nine teams that you never see in a playoff, I think ultimately that's a really cool thing for college football.
I mean, you look and you see guys like Miller Moss leaving USC in the transfer portal, leaving USC, and you kind of understand the chaos of college football. Now, he lost his starting job.
Yep.
He's graduated from USC. He's got his degree. He's going to play 1 year as a graduate student somewhere, wants to have the option to go somewhere else. I totally understand that. He'll get some NIL money. He'll get teams that are very interested in him at different spots. But that's just the new reality of college football right now, that even a guy like that at a premier school like USC, if you don't like how things are going,
you're out.
You don't like your team, you don't like your coach, you don't like, you've been benched, you don't like your NIL slice of the pie, go somewhere else the next year. Not great for college football or college football fans. Pretty good for the kids.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Pretty good for the kids. One segment to go. Oh, one other college note. Not that it matters. It's kind of like college football playoff rankings early in the season. But Joe Lunardi had a new bracketology. San Diego State has been nowhere to be seen for the last few months offseason. They are in now, a 9 seed in the West region, according to his latest bracketology.
Yeah, so, long way to go.
But it does show you that the wins last week moved the needle for San Diego State. Even though they're still number 60 in the net, he'd have them playing Oklahoma and then possibly Gonzaga again in the second round.
Coming up next, I want to do a deep dive into the month of December. I saw a calendar that came out this morning that caught my fancy, and it tickled me. And I want to do a deep dive into this lost month.
The final month.
The final month of the year. And it's a bit of a lost month.
Before we go to break, we got another
pair. Incredibly lost month.
Such a lost month.
Like, the day you left for Thanksgiving break, that's the end of your work year.
It feels that way, yes. And I've got a calendar that lays it out perfectly.
Before we go to break, though, we got some tickets to give away. Another pair of tickets to see comedian Shane Gillis at Pechanga Arena coming up on June 7th. Yeah, it seems like a long way away, but nice to have the tickets in hand. You can grab yours now at AXSAccess.com or call and win. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Third caller, 833-288-0973. Wins them here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back. So you get not a problem with December, but
No, it's just this.
Issues with December?
No, not really. I mean, it's the month of the year that is, it gets summed up really nicely in this calendar that's laid out. When I looked at the calendar and I go, yeah, you pretty much nailed it.
When you think about it, you know, months are kind of random.
Yeah.
I mean, really random, actually. Some of them have 30 days. Some of them have 31. One of them has 28.
The way that you do that, too, is the knuckle method.
You can just days or in a month by going by with your knuckles all the way across. January 31, then February has less than 31. March has 31. April has less than... April has less than 30. May has 31. June has less than 30. July and August, next door there,
knuckle,
31.
Two knuckles.
Then September, less than 30. October, 31. November, down under the knuckle is 30. And then December, back top knuckle, 31.
It's one of the most handy tips that I've learned.
Or you can just remember.
Well, there's that poem, 30 days, half September, April,
June.
I always want to say November. April, May, and November.
No, May has 31.
You have to know the poem.
Yes, the poem. You could say half if you...
Half.
In the poem. Yeah.
30 days, half September.
We really don't get to use half a lot.
We really don't. Not as much as we should, in my opinion. No, this calendar came out. Let's check it. Let's check traffic.
Some opinions on the calendar for December after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Diesel says, I like the calendar app on my phone.
You can also
pretty much anything technologically can tell you any information nowadays.
Well, this person created the December 2024 calendar. So this is my favorite calendar of all time. It's color-coded. And so yellow on the calendar, the dates of December 2nd through December 6th, which is where we currently sit right now. Yellow, pretend to work. This is the pretend to work week, okay?
It's too early to just shut it down.
100%. You can't go on vacation right now.
No. No, you can't just say, we're done for the year. I'll see you in January. So you do
have to go through the motions.
Yeah. You have to actually make an effort to make it look like you're making an effort.
Correct. Then the next 2 weeks are coded in purple. And those are, don't even pretend anymore. So next week, we're all off the hook.
You show up,
but you don't pretend to work. You're just there.
You're just cruising at this point. And no one cares because they're all also cruising.
Correct. So then you get to green, color-coded green. And that starts on the 22nd, which is a Sunday. And it says, destroy your body with food and alcohol. Yep, that's pretty much standard. We will be on vacation that week. This year. Orange is thrown in there, Ben. I neglected to mention, all the weekends are coded in blue. And the blue code means, say you're going to start shopping for Christmas presents. So every single weekend coded in blue, the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, the 1st, the 8th, and the 15th. Hey, I'm going to get some Christmas shopping done this weekend. And then they have orange on the 24th is when you actually start shopping for Christmas presents. I have been out on Christmas Eve and the day before Christmas Eve so many times that would make your head spin.
I always leave something for the last day.
I've
never been done before Christmas Eve.
Never.
At the very least, stocking stuffers, something has to be picked up on the last day.
Then, the 25th, half of the day is nostalgia, and the other half is coated in green, which is, again, destroy your body with food and alcohol. So then you get through, you're in green basically until the 30th, and then it's pink for the 31st, which is prepare for the inevitable disappointment that is New Year's Eve. I think that's probably a younger man's game. I don't get disappointed on New Year's Eve anymore. I don't make plans for New Year's Eve. I don't go out.
You've learned that it's not going to be fun.
Do you even make it to midnight?
I haven't made it till 9. I mean, that's like
the East Coast. You can't even get to the East Coast one
last
anymore.
Year, man, I was struggling. Struggling to keep up till 9, and I didn't make it. And then on you get to the 31st, which is, again, preparing for the inevitable disappointment. But a quarter of that day is realize that you got absolutely nothing accomplished in the year 2024.
This year in particular is an odd one in that Christmas and New Year's Day, they always fall on the same day of the week. This year it's on a Wednesday. A Wednesday really kind of having a holiday on a Wednesday really wrecks the rest of the week.
There are going to be people that go to work at least on Monday.
You go on Monday because you don't want to take 5 straight days off. You don't have the days off. You know, people who don't have the time that they can take. We'll have to show up at least on Monday, maybe on Tuesday. And then they get Wednesday, and then you go back.
Obviously, it depends on Thursday what you do for work.
Right.
But I think a lot of like the corporate jobs, you'll at least get... You get New Year's Eve. Sometimes you get New Year's Eve.
Not
you
always.
Get Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. But like that means Monday would be a work day.
Yes.
And you're like, well, I'm not going in for a day.
One day. Yeah, we banged the 2 weeks this year. We just said we're going to do it. Two weeks. We'll see you on the 6th.
Because otherwise, if we came back that Thursday would be, is it right? Thursday the 2nd?
Yeah.
Like that'd only be like a week and a half. And then you come back for 2 days. And
then you're back on.
I need a Monday start. I like a Monday start.
I like a fresh start. January 6th, we come back to the airwaves and dominate. But the interesting part was the realizing you got absolutely nothing accomplished in 2024. You know what I did over the weekend? I was texting you guys. When I go back, my yearly tradition.
Yes, you do.
And I go back and I start Look, it's a weird thing that I do.
I wasn't sure this was healthy.
Yeah, we can debate it, but I go back.
I had several people text me and ask if you were okay.
From my Instagram post.
Yeah.
I think the answer is yes.
I said, yeah.
This is what I do.
Maybe a little in his feels, but...
I was in my feelings, certainly. But I go back through... I was laying in bed, and I do this at the end of the year now. It's like a tradition. And I go back through these old emails of mine.
Not just from this year, though. You go back several years.
I go back eight years, you know? And I'm scrolling through these old emails. And it takes me back to that time of where I was so desperate for a gig. Didn't know you guys, you know? We weren't a show. Didn't have, you know, the relationships that we do now. But I was scrolling back through them. Oh, emails I've written to my wife. Like the day we found out, you know, I was going to be a dad for the first time. And it takes you back and you remember exactly that day and how it played out.
She didn't email you that news, did she?
No, but we were emailing about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just is a weird thing to go back and go, all right, this is actually how far, you know, we've come as a family, how far, you know, I've come professionally. But why do you think it's not healthy? Are you playing Candy Crush on the phone?
No, I'm just going back through my emails and I'm deleting the ones that I don't want to respond to.
Wait, why are you, how far back are you?
Just a day. I keep my email.
If you're going to do this exercise, you have to go back.
I delete all my old emails. I don't keep them. I feel like that's unhealthy.
I don't email people very often. Just besides work.
So why did you think this wasn't healthy?
I don't know. I just feel like you were taking yourself back to a darker place.
It was dark. I was mad. I was texting you guys screenshots.
Which is what worried me. It also surprises me that you were ever in a spot. Like, why couldn't people realize what a special talent Woods was and is? And like, why would you ever have any trouble landing a gig in this industry?
When I go back,
people should be falling over themselves to hire Woods.
Well, I appreciate that, but when I was going back through these emails of like me writing, reaching out to various program directors around town, and you read the desperation, and you remember the desperation that you felt, it really messed with me. It really did. It messed with me a lot. I was sending you guys some of the messages, and then I came across some emails that we had, you know, as a show. And there was,
that was kind of trippy.
It's trippy. And there was one from our old boss, and it was just this list of, do you guys still have it? The things that we didn't do on that day's show. And I sent it to you guys. I go, this is unbelievable. We used to get these emails all the time about like everything that we're doing wrong.
We didn't reset the name of our guest enough. We didn't say the name of the station enough.
Quick
observation.
Read it.
Not a quick observation. Hey, guys. Quick observation from this morning's show, which was good, by the way. From 7 to 7:15 or so, there was no mention of the station. Ironically, we referred to the app and downloading the podcast, but not the station. Keep in mind, during that long first segment, there are no imaging positions, so all station references come from you guys. Yes, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to get hung up on housekeeping over
don't
content.
You?
That's all you did.
That's literally
that all you did.
Did
every
we get bread meat
day.
Breaded there a
no.
little bit?
Well, 97.3 I mean, the fan, by the way.
That was the day. Yeah, I think Ben pointed out the next morning.
I went
we
nuts.
Said the station, it would have driven you crazy. Like,
it's a program director thing. My logical brain goes, they turn to the station. It's
they
right
know
there
what
on
they're
their
listening to!
Dial.
It's 2024!
It says what station they're
or
on right
whatever
there.
Whatever year it was.
Do I have to repeat it that often?
Cars now, like my car now, if I got in right now before 10 a.m., it would say Ben and Woods.
Yes!
Not just 97.3.
They know what they're listening to!
It'd say, this is an Odyssey station or something. Like, they run ads.
We got our new Christmas little logo that comes up on my holiday ornament that says 97.3 The Fan. Happy holidays. I mean...
Then we had one. Then we got one from the... This is... from the big boss. The big, big boss. The owner. And he ripped us a new one. And he said, Ben and Woods in that meeting were just giving me lip service. I fired off an email back to this guy. The likes of which probably made Ben's hair fall out. Because he's like, this is the loose cannon I'm working with. So I write this guy back. I fillet him. I mean, I just filleted him.
Well, I think he didn't have the original email,
no.
But I was trying to remember. I was like, I'm pretty sure he called you out.
He did personal
by name,
shots and stuff.
Took a shot at you.
So I write him back and I just fillet him. And then he writes back, that was just all in good fun. I was just saying that to put a scare into the bosses. I'm like, this is my life, dude. So I remember all of these crazy stories. I'm laying in bed. And I'm just, I'm obviously very grateful, but it just takes me back to this weird place where it makes me like real. I do this every year. It like refires me up. And while it is unhealthy, I think it does motivate me to kick some ass. And that's kind of what I need sometimes.
I've never seen
it's
you
97.3 The Fan, by the way.
97.3 The Fan.
I've never seen you unmotivated, though.
I can get there.
Really?
Yeah, I can get there. I get a little despondent sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, I'm telling you, I was reading back through these emails. I was like, I will kill everybody in my sight.
It's weird because I sometimes feel bad that I don't share necessarily your drive, like for success. Like I'm more satisfied just with where we are, and I'm generally I think a happier person because of it.
It was pretty wild, though. Like, that email that you wrote back to the big boss.
Yeah, the big boss.
Like, you said, and this was
7 years ago.
3 months in.
Yeah.
I mean, we had just
brand new
started, but you said, look, man, this is like the vision that we have for the show. Like, we're starting to kind of get a good feeling here. And, like, you laid out your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And damn it, if it hasn't,
it all came true. I know, it was a trip,
and it's why I love working with you, though, because I was actually doing this yesterday, and you read about the top athletes and their will to win,
yes,
like their refusal to lose. I don't have that. I don't necessarily think it makes you a great person to be. I have to win at all costs.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing other people win. From time to time, spread the wins around a little bit. It's okay if other people win. It's not reflection on me necessarily that I didn't work hard enough or that our show isn't good enough that we didn't win. I'm proud of our show. I think we do good shows all the time. And I love it that, when we do win and we've got a huge audience, but I also know that on some days, it's not going to happen. It's not a reflection on me. I don't think it's because I don't work hard enough but I just don't have that crazed desire to win at all costs.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I could be a better golfer if I had that desire.
People are wired differently.
Part of it's the job, too. It's not like we don't have like real big projects that we take weeks or months to work on. And then you're like, whew, that was that. I feel accomplished. We have a good show or a bad show. It doesn't really matter. We're like, great. Awesome show. Best show we've had in months,
off
guys.
To Jupiter.
Do it again.
What are we doing tomorrow?
That's the worst. It's driving me crazy. And that's why me going through these old emails. But no, it's a weird exercise. It's a weird exercise. And, look, it's what I do at the end of my year. But it always does, Ben. It always reinforces that we've done great things. And that makes me happy.
I agree.
That's great.
I didn't get really to Roky Sasaki talk. Guess what? He's going to sign with the Dodgers, the Padres, or one of the other teams in Major League Baseball. I think we've determined that. Maybe Annie and Elston will have more when they come up next. For executive producer Paul Reindl, Stephen Woods, he always wants to win. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
It's 97.3 The Fan.